The information and opinions presented in this podcast are based on research done at a particular point in time. The fields of medicine, surgery, psychology, etc. are constantly evolving as new studies and movements happen. Please take into account the year of any particular episode's publication, and as new information presents itself, we will do our best to release updated episodes on the topics. Listener discretion is advised for references to medical terminology of body parts. Unless otherwise stated, no one speaking on this podcast is a medical or legal professional and cannot provide medical or legal advice. Welcome to the Trans Field Guide.
I'm going to talk about hair loss on top of the head and give everyone some ideas of how to possibly reverse the hair loss. Just to say a little bit about myself, I am a trans feminine individual, and prior to my transition, I had gone bald, completely bald on top of my head. And trying to reverse that, I researched a lot of materials and came to understand the root cause of hair loss. And I was able to reverse my hair loss and regrow my hair back. No hair graft, no surgical procedure. So what I came to understand was the hair loss happens due to formation of dihydrotestosterone. And the specific hair loss we're talking about right now is technically called androgenic alopecia, which testosterone being an androgen, it causes the hair loss. So testosterone is not solely to blame for the hair loss. It's important to understand this little fact. What contributes to the formation of dihydrotestosterone is an enzyme imbalance in the liver, and the amount of testosterone that's available to a testosterone-dominant body would allow for the excessive dihydrotestosterone formation to happen, which leads to the hair loss. So half of the hair loss is actually due to the enzyme imbalance from the liver. And it is very important to recover your liver back to health in order to reverse your hair loss. It is nearly impossible to recover your own natural hair without recovering your liver first. So the things I have tried was specific diets that promoted liver health. Many natural remedies are available, that it is really up to the individual to decide what is the best kind of regimen and diet for them. So I'm not going to recommend anything specific, but I want you to be fully aware that your liver plays a major role in recovering your lost hair. There are medications available, such as minoxidil or finasteride, and those are the things that you need to speak to a provider in order to get the proper dosage and prescription and whatnot for that. And the things that I did for myself were, I was on finasteride for about 2 years. That was part of my initial hormone replacement therapy regimen, which finasteride is a DHT inhibitor. I used topical minoxidil over the counter from pharmacies, and I quit smoking cigarettes, I quit drinking, and I pursued a very liver healthy diet. With the testosterone being suppressed by HRT, reviving my own liver back to health, I started to see some hair growth, which was very, very minute at first. It was nothing but peach fuzz, and my hair cycled quickly. They would not grow. They wouldn't grow out. They were like probably a quarter inch tall and continuously cycling, just falling out, a new one growing, and they would not grow tall. So what I added to help with that situation, I tried the laser light therapy on my scalp. So once I had growing hair follicles, that laser light therapy actually helped a lot with nourishing the hair follicles back to health. And over the past 3 years, my hair has been able to recover and become healthy strands of hair. The laser light therapy, there are many options. The two that I know of are Capillus and iRestore. I personally use the iRestore and I was happy with the results. When I started using it, my hair got thicker, but at first they start to fall out rather quickly. But then after about 3 months, I noticed my hair are actually growing longer and are getting thicker. And it got to a point that I felt comfortable not using the laser light therapy. So I stopped that. And I noticed that the hair growth also slowed down. But I didn't lose any hair. The growth just slowed down. After about a year of not using the device, I went back and used it again. And I was surprised that all the baby hair that I had that wasn't growing to the proper size, thickness, to be considered healthy growing hair, they started to get thicker and grow healthier. And eventually they started to grow longer. And all the little thinner spots in my head started to fill in. So the laser light worked for me. And I hope that it would work for someone else as well and help you recover your lost hair. But let's not forget that liver health is highly important to recovering your lost hair. I wish you all the best.
Like this episode? Tell someone about it. Have any questions or concerns? Please feel free to send an email to transfieldguide@gmail.com. Also be sure to subscribe to keep up with the latest episodes. Stay safe and remember, I'm proud of you.